Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time now for another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Ida.
Ida was last month's winner of the Best Foreign Language Film Oscar, and it's the first movie originating from Poland to accomplish that feat. Directed by Paweł Pawlikowski, its stark black and white compositions received a Best Cinematography nomination as well. Ida begins as a deceptively simple story about a young Polish nun in the 1960s discovering the horrors of her orphaned past upon being introduced to her alcoholic, depressed aunt. The two set out on a road trip to uncover lost family secrets, and it's amazing to experience just how much power and emotion is packed into this 80-minute subtitled gem. The teenage nun is played by Agata Chubachowska in her film debut, and her looks and facial expressions are captivating. But the outstanding performance, in fact, perhaps my favorite of 2014, is from Polish stage actress Agata Kulesza as the emotionally damaged Aunt Wanda. The reveal of her pain will haunt you long after the movie is over. Ida is now available for home viewing, and it recently graced my annual top 10 film list. So be certain to see this unforgettable motion picture. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, Mark will be back next week, but make sure you check out Mark's terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. What is the craziest thing you've ever purchased? Really? Have you ever bought someone's blood? Would you like to buy someone's blood? Well, now is your chance. Winston Churchill's blood will be auctioned. "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat," Winston Churchill once told the British House of Commons. Well, a UK auction house is taking the former Prime Minister's words literally. Why would anyone want to buy the human remains of someone else? It's not bones, I know, it's not a skull, but it's still blood. And what do you do with this? Is this the one last piece you need to just complete the living room? Or what sort of collection do you have where this has to be the one piece that will take you the rest of the way? Duke's Auction House has announced it will auction a vial of Churchill's blood taken during a hospital stay in 1962, 3 years before his death. Churchill had fallen out of bed and fractured a hip, necessitating a multi-week stay at Middlesex Hospital. The blood was drawn by nursing student Patricia Fitzgibbon, according to the auction house. The sample was never used, and the hospital was set to dispose of it when Fitzgibbon asked to keep it. Now, what about her superiors? Isn't this an odd request? Does this happen in hospitals all the time in England, here in the United States, anywhere? Do nurses say, you know, if we're not going to use the rest of that blood, can I have it? And who is the person that said, sure, Patricia, take it home and do with it what you will? Before her death, Fitzgibbon gave the vial to a friend who has decided to sell it. So it's been out there for years and years and years, obviously since 1962. This is probably the first time that such a personal piece of Churchill's history has been offered on the open market, Dukes said. I would sure hope so. This year marks the 50th anniversary of Churchill's death. The blood is a poignant reminder of an injury which marked the beginning of the end for Churchill, and as such, we expect there to be great interest in it. That is a statement from Duke's Auction House. They sure hope there will be a lot of interest in it, as it will be placed up for auction. How do you quantify the value on such a thing? What do you go in there looking to bid? Is this a $5 item? Is this a $5 million item? I don't know. Are there other samples of blood that have been sold on the market that you can kind of use as a gauge? Is there a guide somewhere? Some of Mickey Mantle's blood went for $700,000. You know, that hasn't happened, so there really is no guide. And is this a good investment? Isn't this sort of a creepy investment? What is the guarantee that you'll be able to turn this around at some point and sell it? Because you're going to have to find someone as crazy as you are to purchase this thing. Churchill died in 1965 at age 90. The iconic British leader is best known for his leadership of Britain during World War II. The blood going up for auction in late March in Dorchester, England, along with a signed declaration from Fitzgibbon attesting to its origins. So it is the real thing. But do you want the real thing? And for an auction house, how desperate must an auction house be to take something so, I don't know, private? Doesn't this really kind of cross the line? This is a major figure in British history, Winston Churchill. And you were going to sell part of his body. You were going to sell some of his blood. So if you are so inclined, if you want to jump on a plane, head on over to Duke's Auction House in the UK, and you too will be able to own this. Can you imagine with today's HIPAA rules, if you tried to walk out of a hospital with someone's blood sample? I don't think you would be allowed to do so. And if you are, that's something that needs to be changed. You know, here's something. What do you get someone who has everything? We've got some big springtime holidays coming up here. We got Mother's Day. We got Father's Day. Perhaps you're looking for the graduation present for someone who studied British history. Perhaps there's a, I don't know, some sort of a Winston Churchill buff in your family, and maybe he or she would want this. So there you go. Pony on up some cash, or some pounds, as they would say over there, and buy away. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. In late 2013, the Justice Department collected a record civil fine of $500 million from internet search engine Google for the unlawful sale of prescription drugs. So what, the Google Corporation are drug dealers? How did this happen? The final verdict after this.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
So here's the deal. Since 2004, Google has allowed online pharmacies to advertise prescription drugs on their site. The Justice Department put Google on notice every year since then. They say many sites mail customers drugs without a prescription or talking to a doctor. And that's the final verdict.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What do you get when you spell stressed backwards? Desserts! According to research, thinking that way helps you manage stress better.
A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that participants who had a stress-is-enhancing instead of a stress-is-debilitating mindset were healthier, happier, and more productive.
You have a stress-is-debilitating mindset if you agree that the effects of stress are negative and should be avoided.
You have a stress-is-enhancing mindset if you agree that experiencing stress facilitates learning and growth. How you view stress plays a big role in how you handle it.
Think desserts. Take the sweet approach to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.